Speaking of great, I'm building them up too much, but I couldn't possibly be doing so. It's so wonderful to be able to have Fat Mandy here. Mandy's latest album, it's number 7 as a studio album, is called 1,000 Miles. It will be released on June 4th. With her today, we have Isai Alico, also Windafire is here. Sugar Ray Morrison is here. Izzy Arlett is backing them up on guitar. Otherwise, though, it's 4 superb vocalists today, and they're going to open up with a number, and then we'll talk, and they'll do some more, and we'll talk, and we'll do some more. And we're ready for the first pitch here. We haven't named you guys. Is it Fat Mandy and Friends or
Yeah, I don't know. Well, first, just thanks for having us back, Larry. You know, we love the Saturday Light Brigade, and I just appreciate the new studio looks beautiful.
Oh, you haven't
really
been here.
Really beautiful. I haven't been here since it was all sawdust and plastic, and just to see this gorgeous studio where you're teaching Pittsburgh area youth, you know, the art of communications and broadcasting is just really, really wonderful job, and I'm really thankful for you. So thank you.
You bet.
We're going to start off. So I don't really know that we have a name so much. Fat Mandy and students and friends. I'm just really proud of these two young people. I've had the incredible honor and blessing of, you know, being a vocal coach and a teacher to them for the last several years. Wynn's been with me, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years now.
About that, yeah.
And I've been with Isai now for a year and a half now or something. So I'm really honored. You know, anytime somebody trusts you to with their child to like, okay, teach my child to sing, you know, it's like, okay. Fortunately, they both had excellent training before they got to me. So, you know, it's a community effort. But I think we're going to start off with one. This one is not on the record. It's just a fun one that we've been working on together as teacher and students. And this is Ray Henderson's Bye Bye Blackbird. Together. Yay!
It is just amazing to hear all of you. And let's catch up with the two of you. Do you want to just introduce yourselves and any hellos, anything you want to say? I just want to be sure we all get a chance to talk. Wend, I'll start with you.
Yeah, of course. So my name is Windafire. I am a singer. I also have a different business called Black Dream Escape, which is therapeutic arts practice for Black and Indigenous people, and Rest as a Revolutionary Action. As Miss Mandy said, I've been singing with her for 8 or 9 years now, and it's been really great. I also play piano. I'm not today, but maybe sometime in the future. Who knows?
Is your business in southwestern Pennsylvania, or is it available to anybody?
So we do online rest sessions for everybody. We sometimes have like conferences that we work at, and then also you can book us online, and we can kind of sing lullabies to you through the phone, or just help you find a way to rest more.
How can people find out more about it?
So we have a website called blackdreamescape.com, and we also have an Instagram page called Black Dreamscape, and we also have a Facebook page. So we're everywhere, basically.
Excellent. Well, look for that, and it's good to see you, Windafire. You haven't been here. It's probably been at least 3 years, I think.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time. For those who don't know, I was on Youth Express.
Yes.
And I posted, I did a few pieces there. It was really fun. It's really great being back. It was really great being on Youth Express when I was there.
Yeah, and you were a standout then, and you still are now. Now you have been here. It seems like just yesterday that you were here along with your grandfather. I'll let you share about yourself and what you've been up to.
Yeah, it's so great to be back. My name is Isai. I am 17 years old, and I will be graduating in about 20 days, I think, which is going to be fun. It's great to be back, and I'm a singer, and I plan to go to beauty school to further my knowledge about that sort of subject, while also singing jazz. And I also, in the summer, I have a one-woman show that I'm putting on called Translation, One Trans Woman's Journey. So it's about my journey as a trans woman, going through school and just everyday things and what I do and that sort of stuff.
Would that be a mix of music and spoken word?
Yeah, it will be a mix of me singing, speaking, and also I'm also a drag performer, so I'll also be doing a bit of that too.
Do you know where that will be staged?
Yes, it's do you know where the Father Ryan Arts Center is?
Absolutely, McKees Rocks.
Yeah, they have a theater there with Gemini Theater. Gemini Theater and Dreams of Hope will be supporting my vision and my show. So that'll be great. It's on July 15th at 8 p.m.
As that gets closer, make sure we know so we can mention it. And it's called Translation.
Translation.
Right. So if you look, you know, Translation show, McKees Rocks, you'll probably be able to find it.
You can also find details on my Instagram. It's esai.pgh.entertainment.
Excellent. And let's say hello to Mandy, who is here.
I am so proud of these youth. Hello, hello, hello. What Wynn didn't tell you is Wynn also got their degree at Bidwell Training Center in agriculture and just finished up their first internship working on a farm. And after my CD release party, shortly thereafter, Wynn is going to Belize to study Indigenous farming techniques.
Yeah, Indigenous farming and permaculture techniques. Indigenous Mesoamerican farming and permaculture techniques.
I hope you come back.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
they're going now to be with family friends. It's friends of his mother's. They've known for a very long time.
I was going to ask you give your mom my best. I remember her from your previous visits with us. So the album, June 4th, officially drops.
Yeah, I've been working on this album, A Thousand Miles, for about 3 years. Over a pandemic, I took some classes with a wonderful organization based out of London called the Songwriting Academy. And through the Songwriting Academy, we had the opportunity to get one-on-one mentorship from working hit songwriters. And so, you know, because during pandemic, they were just as bored and scared and alone as we were. And I figured, you know, out here on Al Gore's internet streets, I'm going to just look around, see who's here. And I found, you know, people who had worked with, you know, folks like Rod Stewart and Seal and Madonna and Maroon 5. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to do this. And the song that I started to write while I was exploring the minor pentatonic scale was about 1,000 miles away. And how, you know, for me, people were feeling, if you were a half a block away, you felt like you were 1,000 miles away, but you could talk to somebody who was actually physically thousands and thousands of miles away, and yet they're just as present as if they were down the block. So this was kind of like my love missing song to the world. And it took me a long time to produce because the record has so many incredible artists on it. It took me a long time to produce, mostly just because I had to pay for it. And, you know, I'm a jazz singer in Pittsburgh. So, you know, so it took me that long to just, you know, save up and pay everybody to do it the way I wanted to do it. And we actually recorded this song twice because the first time I wasn't happy with it. So I was like, no, we're just going to do it again. And I'm really happy we did, you know, because I got to work with some incredible artists on the record. I've got Dr. James Johnson on the record. I've got Deanna Witkowski on the record. I've got Tony Campbell and Rick Matt and Emmett Goods and J.D. Chaisson and Eli Naragon and just a lot of really wonderful people. Roger Humphreys is on the whole record. And
Reggie, right?
Yeah, Reggie Watkins helped me produce the first set of songs, like Virgil and Kay and Easy to Say and two songs that I released last year, actually. But now the whole project is coming out, and you know, I couldn't have done this without them. I couldn't have done this without Reggie. I couldn't have done this without my mentors in the Songwriting Academy. And the arranger on this one is my dear friend Julian Victor Hinton. He did the string arrangements or the horn arrangements on this, and he normally arranges for the Royal Philharmonic. We're going to do 1,000 miles, so he did the arrangements on this one, and I'd like to sing the title track, if I may.
Absolutely, of course. Let me just mention June 4th, Mr. Smalls.
June 4th, Mr. Smalls. It's actually in the Fun House at Mr. Smalls, which is the smaller venue upstairs. And if you need accommodations for accessibility, you can come in the side through the courtyard. There is one step. So email us at info@mrsmalls.com if you need us to help you come out and get up that one step so you can roll in through the courtyard. If that is needed, we would like you to be there.
And a nice early show too, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, well, the doors are open. General admissions at 7, and the show starts at 8. And VIP access, if you want to come early, VIP gets a meet and greet with me and a CD.
That's worth everything.
You know, if you want to come and take selfies with me while I'm madly trying to put glitter lips on, you know, and make sure you get a seat because it is the smaller venue. So please do come early if you feel you need a seat. And if you get there late and you don't have a seat, I'll still make somebody go get you a seat.
So here's it's the title track to the album. It's called 1,000 Miles.
Smile when I'm walking around the earth. Wandered off to see the sun, not realize what you're worth. And I promise now and forever to never let it go. This time I will listen to what I should have known. And I never I'm here. thousand miles away. I can feel your smile as I walk back across this land, praying when you see me, you'll let me take your hand. And I promise now and forever to never let it go. This time I will listen to what I should have known. And I never will leave you. Oh, I know why I'm here. I'll just sit and wonder if you'll be there when I'm near. When I'm a thousand miles.
Fat Mandy, I just had to leave a little space there. That has the makings of a standard, if ever there was one.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm getting chills just going back through the lyrics. That really, Sugar Ray said the same thing. You're thinking the same thing. It's got the makings. Makings of a Standard. That's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you. I wrote the lyrics and I wrote the melody, and the arrangements that Julian did for my musicians were just incredible. I had on this track, when you buy the CD, you could pre-order it if you want. All the information is on my website, fatmandemusic.com. But he wrote the music, and I have Emmett Goods and J.D. Chaisson and Rick Matt and Tony Campbell, Eli Naragon, Tiana Witkowski, and the great Roger Humphreys. So it's just, I assembled this giant train and just hoped that I would be okay to ride it.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's
great on that one.
It's a train that is worthy of you and vice versa.
I had all the musicians like in one room. We recorded this particular one at the church recording studio, so everybody's in this giant wooden room, and it's just so warm. And I'm like often an ISO booth, and Julian's zooming in from London, and I had Lynn Speakman actually directing the band, and the whole thing.
It's amazing. Fat Mandy is who you heard now. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing it. The album is available June 4th. You can pre-order it. It's called 1,000 Miles. The title song is what you just heard from it. 7 o'clock for doors opening on June 4th at the Fun House at Mr. Small's. I see Sugar Ray is here with a microphone. Sugar Ray Morrison. There are lots of Sugar Rays out there. Hello. Anything we need to know about you other than you're going to sing?
Yes. What I'd love to say is thank you and your staff. You guys have been great this morning, and I've got a great shirt for radio.
Yes, you do. You do. It's got pockets. It's red. Lots of pockets.
Yes, thank you for saying
there
that.
There will be no pocket shaming in here, Mr.
One,
Johnson.
Two,
there's quite a few,
three.
But the big
you have
one
a lot of pockets.
I'm very proud of. I am the luckiest guy because, as Mandy said, Julian, he produced the string line on Kiss from a Rose from Seal's album, and you know he can't be here, so I who I'm just a poor guy from Pittsburgh, I get the call from Mandy. She came to see me. I was with Tony Campbell at a show at the Hard Rock, and we were doing a Prince tribute. And she says, you know, you should come and sing these parts on my new album. And I said, I wanted to work with Mandy for years, literally for years. And we had talked about it. And so I get this great call to be a part of this amazing project, great musicians, some dear friends, and new and old. I'm just so happy. And I was watching Sirius XM, and I watched Chris Cornell do an acoustic version there. And I thought, how cool would it be to be in a studio and do something like that? And here I am today with Izzy playing acoustic guitar and Mandy here standing beside me in a radio station about to sing a song. Tell me that's not a blessing.
It's absolutely great. Sugar Ray, where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's a small place with three little rivers.
Yeah.
But I call it home.
What community did you grow up in?
I live in Uptown.
Uptown?
Yeah, I love Uptown, and we're really working hard to make that community thrive.
Absolutely. There's a lot of great things happening there. So what's the song you guys are about to do?
We're going to actually do, so on the record, like he was saying, my friend Julian Hinton, He sings, Julian's on the record, so I recorded my vocal part here in Pittsburgh in the band here in Pittsburgh, and Julian recorded his part at home, but Julian couldn't come in, and I saw Ray up there, you know, singing with Tony, and I really have been trying to sing with Ray for at least 10 years, and I was like, man, I've got the CD released, and Julian can't fly in to sing his part, you know, do you want to learn my song? And he was like, yeah, of course I do. We've been trying to sing together for a very long time. It might even be like 15 years. I've been a huge fan of his. He's just a really wonderful singer, and you know, all the shows that he's in are just lovely, and I just really respect him as an artist and as a business person. So I'm really honored that he's here to sing this song, and it's kind of exciting to hear people you love and respect singing your work. So this is a love song that I wrote for people that are breaking up, because I think if you're going to break up, you should still be friends with each other if you can. Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes you break up and the other person's a jerk and you broke up for a reason. But sometimes you just broke up because it wasn't working out. You know, you wanted to do different things. And I think you can. I'm friends with most of the people I dated. You know, there's a couple crazies out there, but God bless them. Want nothing but the best for them. But, you know, I try and stay friends with people, and there's just so many hurt songs out there. I was like, how about we just make a nice one, a loving one? So this is my offering to everybody who would like to remain friends with people that they aren't supposed to be with anymore. Are you crying?
Big smile.
Yes, Izzy, yes. Right. Izzy's giving me sign language. We can speak, Izzy. You can speak. You have a voice. Use it. Use it, sir. There's a bigger smile on your face since you found the truth. Yes, a bigger smile on your face now that you're cut loose. Once you finally climb to the top, then you'll see you gotta be you. Oh, I've gotta be me.
I can see the light back in your eyes. Now you've had to choose between the old and new parts you've always hid from view. Somewhere deep inside, I think you already knew. I've gotta be me. Oh, you've gotta be you.
Be who you are and say what you feel. It doesn't matter. You've just got to be real. You can't be someone else. You are who you are. If you try to dim your shine, then dusk till dawn.
There's a brighter swing in our step. Now we change the song. We can move on. You'll be you, I'll be me.
Oh, it's been a lovely day.
Now they've changed the song to one that makes us move.
Whoa. Makes a bigger smile.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's one of the few times I wish we were television, because watching the two of you sing that was amazing. What's that song called?
Bigger Smile.
Bigger Smile. That's. Again, that's another one that has the makings of a classic. And I offhand don't know of a song that does what that song does lyrically and for the spirit in terms of the bittersweet nature or the sweet bitter nature of when that can happen, right? Looking at celebrating part of that, right?
Thank you. Actually, my husband Tommy was like, "You don't want me to sing it with you?" And I was like, "Baby, I don't want to sing a breakup song with you."
I was actually thinking about that.
Years.
Yeah, Tommy and Viva, I do not want to hear that. You two, you sound beautiful together.
Thank you. This is the first time we've sung together outside of the one rehearsal we got last week. So this was our debut. This was Fat Man D and Sugar Ray's. Yeah. Morrison's debut.
I just did the math, and Izzy, that's got to be your roadie out there. Am I right? Is that your roadie?
Is this on?
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely my crew out there.
Who are they? I just see your son.
That Goonie Bird right here, that is my son Christian.
Hi, Christian.
He's doing a crazy dance for those of you who can't see what's going on right now.
Christian is wearing is that a propeller hat?
It is, in fact, a propeller hat.
I
like
it.
He likes to spin it like this, like it's a game spinner. He'll go and say, "Daddy, I think I'm going to fly away."
This is a son I wouldn't mind looking after if you need
he
a break.
Is something.
Who is that? Your wife out there?
That is my lovely wife out there, Laura.
Excellent. And you sound great this morning.
Thank you. Very nice of you to say.
Anything you've been up to lately you'd like to mention?
I retired from teaching private lessons recently. I was just back in September. And I have just a couple of people that I teach out of my home, but only like three, four. I've been focusing a little bit more on writing my own music. I play instruments other than the traditional fretted guitar. I play something called dobro, which is like a slide guitar.
I play
a lot of Hawaiian music.
That's the guitar with a hubcap. the national steel.
We
or
also
dobro.
Call it the cheese grater.
Yes.
So I play that. I write a lot of music on that. I'm working on. I'm actually about two thirds the way finished recording a dobro covers album. That was just like initially it was just kind of a fun little gag, but it turned into. All of a sudden, there's like six or seven really fun, cool songs on there that I'm very much looking forward to presenting to the world.
There is an audience for that, too. Jerry Douglas showed us all that. So.
I agree. It's really, really fun playing that sort of music. And also, I've been learning a little bit about like traditional bluegrass music, so I make it out to some jams every now and again, which is a very big part of that culture and that style of music. So it's been really, really fun learning that. And at this point, I'm kind of, since I stopped with the instruction as much, I've been able to focus a little bit more on performing and composing. And I decided at the age of 44, 45, I've helped a lot of people to realize their artistic vision. It's time to start focusing a little bit on my own.
That's,
I wish it hadn't taken quite this long to come to that conclusion, but it had to happen organically. So
you know
that's
when
the way
you know.
That happened.
You know when you know. That's Craig Arlett, Izzy, to you and me. And, there's more to catch up on, but I wanted to be sure we at least caught up a bit with the audience. Mandy, what do you want to do now?
I want to ask Izzy, is this the project you wanted me to play my melodica on?
Yes.
My psychedelic jazz improv melodica?
Mandy plays something called a melodica, which is like a harmonica but with a piano keyboard attached, and you blow into it.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And I heard her do it at a rehearsal at her house one time, and it sounded really cool. And I was like, yeah, Mandy, yeah, like – you absolutely should throw down a couple of solos on that.
It might be the only melodica dobro duet ever. Have you
entirely
met?
Possible.
Have you met Ron Meising?
No, I don't.
I'll get you in touch with him.
I'll that.
Probably the dean of dobro players in our region. He's. I don't know if you know Ron. It's there's a subculture for everything, right?
But there
but
really is.
We'll hook
you
up.
You got your dobro people. You got your hurdy gurdy men and women and gender non-binary hurdy gurdy folks.
I'm not sure which one of those subcultures would be smaller.
Yeah.
Is it the hurdy-gurdy or the dobro group? I'm not
the
sure.
Hurdy-gurdy people are surprisingly well. There's a big community there. They're quiet.
My aunt had a hurdy-gurdy, and I remember being introduced to that when I was a kid. I haven't thought about this in years, and it was like, what is this?
I went to Penzic last year, and there's like a whole hurdy-gurdy crew. There's a whole crew of hurdy-gurdiers. So shout out to the Society for Creative Anachronisms and their hurdy-gurdy crews.
Indeed. I want to be sure we get more.
I definitely have two more songs for you. Have two more.
We got the time. So what do you want to do next?
Should we do the Bobby Timmons?
Oh, you're going to put these guys to work?
Yeah, I'm going to put them to work. I brought them all this way.
So Michelle needs – do you know Michelle Hendricks, John's daughter?
Not personally,
I don't know her personally, but she is amazing, and she carries on the work of her dad, who's one of my heroes.
Yes.
She would really love hearing this. I might have to find a way to sneak once your album's out
this to her. I think I brought a couple copies with me, so. I've actually started this path over pandemic. I reached out across the internet to see who I could find, and I found out a lot about Eddie Jefferson.
One of my heroes.
So Eddie Jefferson, for those who don't know, was born in Pittsburgh in the Hill District in 1918, and he was a dancer for about 30 years with traveling on the Chitlin circuit with jazz bands and all over, and he would take his travel record player and his jazz records with him, and he was always listening to jazz because that's who he was touring and dancing with. And just on his own for fun, he started scoring lyrics. So, maybe actually, you know, maybe before we do Mona, do you have a chart in there for Moody's Mood? It should be
Ooh.
One or two back.
Ooh.
It should be, just look for that. So Eddie Jefferson went ahead and wrote words to songs, and the first one that he wrote was over James Moody's tenor saxophone changes for Moody's Mood for Love.
Yeah, he wrote vocals to jazz solos, and you would
he would intricately score the lyric to match the improvised jazz solo. So James Moody, the saxophonist, played this song over top of the changes to I'm in the Mood for Love, and then. So anyhow, I found this, and then I found a vocalese teacher online named George V. Johnson Jr., who teaches the art of vocalese, who had studied with Eddie Jefferson back in the 70s. And he's got a record out, too, called Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit. And so we became close friends, and he's my mentor. And so I have been studying how to, you know, and it's helped me a lot to be able to get into jazz in a way I could never get into it before because I just didn't understand the solos. But now with lyrics to them, and I can start to write my own possibly. But so that kind of started me down, and that's when I really started getting into Lambert Hendricks and Ross's work and got to Mona. So we will do Mona in a moment. But if we have the time, I would like to do Moody's Mood for Love. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but anytime you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do anything you want to, anything, baby. Let me just get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above me in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? And tell me why, stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. Well, there I go, and talking out of my head again. So baby, won't you come put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Half as a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together could endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you? Get a release from this awful misery. What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me, oh, baby? Please pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet. Oh, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to keep a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without love. Never know what love was about. Say, Izzy, you can play now if you want to. I'm
worth the rewind.
Yeah, you gotta redo it. You can't just let that wrong stuff just sit out there just stinking and being
When
you make a mess, you gotta clean it up.
We are close to out of time.
Well, I want to play with the kids. Well, I want to sing this one with the kids.
Hang on. Of course. I want to thank Arvind and Grace.
They were so great.
Weren't they great? High school students, they deserve their last names.
Initiative stuff?
Arvind Seshan and Grace Wang, and also Kriti Gupta and Eli Majoka for being here with us today. Chad Green for a great mix. Also Joseph Kukula, who's doing great work here this morning. And June 4th, the album comes out. It's called 1,000 Miles. Fat Mandy, PHATMANDEE. Thanks to Wind of Fire, Issei, Sugar Ray, Izzy, Mandy. I'm done. We'll meet you here next week. Mandy's going to sing us out.
Yay! Okay, let me get my... We come in at the top, and it's me first, right?
Yeah.
Is that how we did it?
We're going to go to church together, and we're gonna moon a little bit here.
Amen. You don't have to convince me to go to church. It depends on the church. I'll worship with anybody. I really will. I'll worship with anybody. Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Because of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Right now.
Every morning, find the morning.
Yes, Lord.
Because of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening, find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief,
alone with my grief.
But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Because of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief,
to find some relief.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief,
alone with my grief.
But I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief.